Have you ever felt like you don't deserve the accomplishments that you have accomplished? Or you feel like you are a fraud and people will find out that you are a fraud? Imposter syndrome, also called the fraud syndrome, reflects a belief that you are inadequate and you are a failure even when evidence proves that you are not. This is something that I have been suffering from for a very long time, and I didn't know that it was a syndrome that is common. If you also feel like this once in a while, please stick around. This episode will help you understand this feeling better and how you can navigate around it. If you don't feel like this, yeah, please stick around, as you might be able to help other people who suffers from it. Sanibona bangani bami, welcome to the second episode of Snobs Asikasi, the podcast with your boy Tebogo Bomlefe. Thank you for tuning in. Please remember to follow me on the socials. On Instagram, it's at lokshin.snob.rsa, and on Facebook is at Snobs Asikasi. So let's get right on it. What is the imposter syndrome? It is a psychological experience of feeling you don't deserve your success. It is the idea that you've only succeeded due to luck, not because of talent or skills. Apparently, it was first identified by psychologists Pauline Rose Clance and Susan Imes in 1978. I wonder why people don't ever talk about it if it was discovered this long time ago. So who gets affected by this syndrome? It affects every person from different fields of life and professions. So men and women, students, athletes, doctors, lawyers, business moguls, everyone is prone to feel this way once in a while. It affects mostly high achievers who can't quite accept their achievements as good enough. You know those students who get 80% and still feel they should have gotten way more than that? Yep. According to research done on this syndrome, it affects people who struggle with confidence and they resort to keeping up a facade that they are masters of their situations, but deep down they know they are struggling. If you ever feel this way, you are not alone. So what are common symptoms of the imposter syndrome? Number one, get perfectionism. Even when you feel like you've done exceptionally well, you still feel like you could have done better. You could get 99% but still want that 1% so you can get 100%. When you make mistakes, you become so harsh on yourself. You feel like you must know better. Number two, overworking yourself. You feel you need to put in more hours in your craft or work, and you feel like you are wasting time when you are taking a break. You don't make time for hobbies and passions outside your craft or work. Number three, fear of failure. You become reluctant to start something new because you are afraid of failing, so you stick with what you know. Sometimes you don't finish what you started, and you never ask for feedback because you can't handle failure. Number four, you undermine your achievements. You usually see your mistakes more than you take ownership of your own success. You give others credit or too much credit for your own success. Wait, this is me, what? Number five, not asking for help. You feel you need to do everything by yourself to prove self-worth. You think asking for help is a sign for weakness and shows that you are incapable. You then need to know everything. That's number six. This feeling makes you believe that knowing everything makes you valuable and an expert at everything. So how do you treat this? This is something you can work on yourself. The above mentioned symptoms can be treated by virtue of being the opposite of that. But of course, I have to recommend that you see a professional if you feel you cannot deal with this alone. A message from me to whoever feels this way: confidence isn't perfection. Trying to be perfect is not the right way you can be confident. Learn to be confident about yourself, with your mistakes and flaws intact. We are all humans. We are here to make mistakes and learn from them. I hope this episode has sparked something inside. Please do share it with your friends. And please hit the follow button. Engage with me in my socials. Drop me a message on my podcast, Spotify, on my Facebook at Snob Sasekasi and on Instagram at lokshin.snob.rsa. Thank you for tuning in. Loves, loves, loves. Dankoh.